Sin smiled in spite of himself. Her humor should irritate him, but instead he found it a refreshing relief from the seriousness of the situation. Honestly, he couldn't remember any time in his life he'd enjoyed more than this time with her. And all things considered, this had to be the worst part of his existence, since they were only days away from Armageddon. The only thing that made any of this bearable was her wit and courage. "You're really not right, are you?" she scoffed. "With my background and genetic makeup, buddy, you're lucky I'm as normal as I am."
"Point well taken."
He let out a tired breath as he tried to locate Zakhar, but nothing would come to him. It was as if his brother had vanished into a black hole.
"Can you locate him?"
"Not even a buzz. What about you?" He shook his head.
"As much as I hate to say this, I guess we'll have to wait for him to return."
By her face, he could tell the idea appealed as much to her as it did to him. But what choice did they have? Without a bearing, they had no idea where to even begin searching for Zakhar. Sin could kill his brother for this. Kat moved over to him and rubbed his back. "Who was on the phone?"
"Damien. He said a Galu tried to get in, but the mirrors repelled him."
Her smile warmed him before she rested her chin on his shoulder and wrapped her arm around his waist. Yeah,
a man could get used to this.
There was something not only comforting, but highly unsettling about the way her innocent touch set him on fire.
"Maybe we ought to get mirrored armor," she said. "You know, like they had in the Brothers Grimm movie?"
"That was just metal they wore."
"But we could make it out of mirrors. Then they'd be repelled any time they came near us. You know, we could start like a whole fashion line of mirrored clothing. One that could save humanity. Just think about it."
He laughed at her train of thought. Oddly enough, he appreciated it, but it was highly impractical.
"And when we broke one of the mirrors while trying to fight them off, we'd have 7 years bad luck."
She didn't miss a beat before she retorted, "Ah, we're immortal. What's 7 years to us?"
"An eternity when it's bad."
She stuck her tongue out at him in a playful gesture that somehow managed to be adorable on her. What was wrong with him?
"Just be a spoil sport, why don't you?"
He supposed he was. He wanted to be playful like her, but he wasn't. At the end of the day, he was all about doom and gloom, and he couldn't help wondering what his brother was up to, where Zakhar had gone. Sin raked his hands through his hair as guilt gnawed at him.
"What have I done?"
Kat tightened her grip around him. "You saved your brother." He leaned his head against hers and inhaled the sweet scent of her hair and skin.
"What if I haven't? What if Katara is right and we should have killed him while we had the chance?"
"Is that really what you think?"
"At this point, I don't know."
Kat laid a gentle kiss to his shoulder blade that seared him. "I do know, Sin. I believe in you and your judgment. I know you've done the right thing." Sin was stunned by her conviction, and it meant more to him than he could even begin to put into words.
"Thanks. I just wish I shared your faith."
"Don't worry. I've got enough for both of us." Sin smiled even though he was worried about what Zakhar was doing. He felt like he should be searching for Zakhar, but he didn't know where to begin. Like Kat, he wasn't picking up anything from his brother, not even a small trace. And Zakhar wasn't answering Sin's summons. There was no telling what his brother was into.